Welcome to the Pageant Cast. We have April Walker Taylor. She is Mrs. Pennsylvania America 2016. We recorded this in mid-October, and tonight we featured a part of the interview that we had with the fantastic Favorite Five, a favorite for lots of folks, and we hope for you as well. So now, let's go to April Walker Taylor. She's Mrs. Pennsylvania America 2016.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Well, you want to talk about exciting. We're going to do something that you totally didn't know was going to happen today. On the show, we have April Walker Taylor, Mrs. Pennsylvania America, and you are about to see the fantastic Favorite Five. That's right, exclusive to the Pageant Cast. You are going to see this right now. April, what I do here is I ask you about five of your favorite things, and then I ask you a trivia question that I come up with on the fly about that thing. It never works. It never works. But we try that, and we'll see if these are truly your favorite things. So to stack the deck in my favor, I am picking the genres of things that I know copious things about. So we're going to start with, what's your favorite movie genre? You know, is it action movies, chick flicks? Well, what is your favorite type of movie?
My favorite movie genre is drama, and I also like comedy as well. I like a good laugh, but I also like a good drama movie.
Okay, so let's ask you a little bit about a classic comedy movie, and I'm going to ask you about It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And in that movie, all of a sudden, in the middle of the movie, show up three firemen at an airplane crash. Who were the three firemen? Do you know this movie at all? Do you have that?
No. But if I need to guess, I can. But no, I have no idea.
Let's hear the guess.
Okay, I will guess.
Okay.
The three firemen, I will say one because it's a comedy. Jim Carrey, maybe?
It's a 1960s comedy, so
Jim
Carrey was not probably not born at the point.
Damn, I would never guess that.
Okay.
But I'm sure the firefighters, I'm sure they were all nicely dressed in their fireman outfit. I'm sure they were wonderful. I have no idea who they are.
It was the Three Stooges, okay? So there you are. That's why I said three. Okay. Now we're going to get really into my bailiwick. What's your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie would have to be Nightmare from Elm Street.
Okay, we'll keep this one easy. Who played Freddy Krueger in the original Nightmare on Elm Street?
I don't remember. All I can remember is the face.
That is a face you remember. And it's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Robert Englund, a British actor, I believe. Robert Englund played Freddy Krueger. I told you I stacked the deck on this thing. So next we're going to go to favorite TV show, and I pray it's something I actually see.
My favorite TV show, I watch a lot of the news stations, but I like Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
I get a kick out of that. I love the commitment, and I love the costumes. I love the music, and I love to hear the judges' commentary. That's one of my favorite shows, Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, this season on Dancing with the Stars, who from the Brady Bunch is performing this year?
I know this answer. answer.
Okay.
Marsha, I don't know her.
Marsha. Maureen McCormick, I believe, is her name, yeah, if memory serves.
Right, but Marsha is one of the stars dancing, and she's doing a great job.
She is doing a great job. And we wish all of them, of course, luck and success. Yeah. Okay, we're up to the fourth. You're like, oh, is this ever going to end? Here's the fourth favorite five. What is your favorite theme park or theme park ride?
My favorite theme park would have to be Storybook Land.
Storybook Land. I don't even know this park. You stumped me completely with Storybook Land. Where is Storybook Land?
Land is in Pennsylvania, of course. It's about an hour drive from my home. I do not remember the exact city, but okay. I like it because it's based on storybook themes, all of the classics. Cinderella,
okay.
Rumpelstiltskin, Pinocchio. It's Storybook Land. So it's based on all of our story classics.
See, I thought I was being so slick because I know that Pennsylvania, it's got Kennywood, it's got Hershey Park, I think Knoebels is right there. I'm like, okay, it's going to be one of these, so I'll just study up on those. And you totally throw me for a loop, so congratulations on that. Okay, the last one is your favorite fictional character.
My favorite fictional character would have to be...
Uh-oh.
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse?
Yes.
Minnie Mouse. Okay. Well, Minnie Mouse first showed up in which Walt Disney short subject?
Short subject?
Yeah, it was a cartoon. Right, in what cartoon?
I would assume she showed up in Mickey Mouse's cartoon.
She did. And it would be the first appearance was... I'm going to say Plane Crazy, about 1927, that came out. And that was the first appearance of Mickey or Minnie, which actually predates Steamboat Willie. A lot of people don't know that there were some silent Mickey Mouse movies prior to Steamboat Willie. Yes, I am a freak that I knew that off the top of my head.
Wow. Enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah, people should not play Trivial Pursuit with me, but I actually know people that are even worse. So thank you for playing along. We really appreciate it. Now, people can also follow you on Instagram. I believe it's Mrs. Penn America. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. You can follow on Instagram. You can follow on Facebook at Mrs. Pennsylvania America Pageant. On Facebook or April Walker Taylor, Mrs. Pennsylvania America.
Well, fantastic. We're really excited that you came on the show tonight. And we've been having a great time, but we're just about at the point where we have to cut you loose. So this is that point where I say, hey, is there something I missed today that we really need to discuss?
No, you covered everything, Tim. I just want to thank everyone for all of their support, my family, my friends, all the people that follow me on social media, my pageant director, Raquel Riley Thomas, and the Mrs. Pennsylvania America organization. And I want to thank you, Tim. It's such an honor to be here. I enjoyed everything. Even though you weren't fair on the trivia questions, that's okay. I'll let you slide.
Well, we're going to give you something now that I know you're going to succeed at, but I think you're doing this from a phone, so you're going to have to make sure you have a free hand here, because what I need now is your best pageant wave, okay? So let's see your best pageant wave. Okay, that's the wiggle. She's doing the wiggle, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that one's called, the wiggle. So, well, that's a nice one. Thank you very much, April. And if you can join me in telling all of our listeners, this is because I used to do an audio show, you can tell all of our video watchers, Tierra Dreams. So let's say Tierra Dreams to the viewers. Tierra Dreams, everybody.
Tierra Dreams. Good luck. Good night.
Night.
We just announced not too long ago that we had an app in the Android Play Store. Well, now we are in the Apple App Store as well. That's right, now you can get a PageantCast app in the two major mobile phone marketplaces, in the Google Play Store and now in the Apple App Store. You can check out the PageantCast and its award-winning website. All the features that are there are here. Connections to our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and lots more. You'll want to check it out immediately at the links that are somewhere in our show notes or somewhere nearby, or just do a search on PageantCast. We're the only thing that comes up as that app, surprising as that may be. Please download us and rate us today, and we would love to hear from you what you think about our app. Hope you enjoy it, the PageantCast app.